Intro hi, in this masterclass we're going to flip a shaker loop in Ableton Live 12 and turn that flipped groove into a mono, sub-heavy bass that punches on big PA systems. This is an advanced, studio to sound system workflow. We'll convert audio to MIDI, slice and rearrange the shaker, use the shaker as an envelope and sidechain source, and build a pure mono sub using only Live 12 stock devices. Follow along with your project set to a drum and bass tempo. 174 to 176 BPM is typical. What you will build by the end, you'll have a flip shaker instrument, both as audio texture and as editable MIDI. A mono sub synth triggered and shaped by that flipped pattern. Sidechain ducking time to shaker transients to create rhythmic pumps. A small effect slash send chain to preserve shaker detail while keeping sub clarity. Assumptions: we're using Live 12 stock devices only. Set your BPM, import your shaker loop, and let's begin. Step 1. Prep and warp drop your shaker loop onto an audio track and name it Shaker AUD. Double-click the clip and enable warp. Use Complex or Complex Pro to preserve timbre and pitch. Align transients to the grid and set the clip start so the loop is tight and phase consistent. Step 2. Create working tracks. Duplicate the shaker track twice so you have Shaker AUD, the original texture. Shaker Flip AUD, the track you'll chop and flip. Shaker Sidechain AUX, a routed copy to use as a reliable sidechain source if you want a stable trigger independent of your fader or FX. Step 3. Flip the loop. Quick reverse chops on Shaker Flip AUD. Duplicate the clip across one or two bars. Use the clip's reverse button on alternating bars. For example, bars 1 and 3 normal, 2 and 4 reversed, to create a flipped groove. Tweak clip envelopes like gain, transpose, and start for variation. Small transposition nudges of plus or minus 1 to 5 semitones on alternating flips give subtle motion. Step 4. Flip the loop. Precision slice to MIDI. Recommended: right-click the Shaker AUD clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient for musical hits, or by region for fixed slices, and create a drum rack. On the new MIDI track, edit the MIDI to reorder, reverse, or insert offbeat hits to craft the flip. This gives microrhythmic control and lets you quantize or humanize timing precisely. Step 5. Convert to MIDI to trigger the sub if you want a perfectly mono sub driven by the shaker groove. Right-click a selection of the shaker audio and choose Convert Drums to New MIDI Track. Drop that MIDI into a new instrument rack and name it Sub Trigger. This will capture transient placement as editable MIDI you can use to trigger the sub. Step 6. Build the sub instrument using stock devices. Create a new MIDI track and load a simple sub chain. Use Waveedable or simpler. Waveedable, set oscillator 1 to a pure sign, unison equals 1, and disable extra detune. Keep filters off or set a gentle low pass around 150 Hz. Simpler, use a one-cycle sign in classic mode if you prefer. Set the root key to C1 or your chosen subroot. In the amp envelope, attack 06 ms, decay 50 180 ms, sustain 00.6 depending on note length, release 100 300 ms. Keep the instrument monophonic, no unison, and only enable glide if you specifically want portamento. Step 7. Tighten and shape the sub. Insert EQA to after the synth and switch it to mid/side mode. Focus processing on the mid channel. Low pass or high cut to keep content below 120-150 Hz and add a small boost around 50-80 Hz if needed. Put a utility after the EQ and set width to 0% to force mono on the low end. Use utility gain for headroom management. Optionally add glue compressor with a very fast attack 0.1 ms and a release tune to tempo. Keep the ratio gentle around 2:1 to 4:1. Step 8. Route MIDI and timing. Use the MIDI created from Convert Drums to MIDI to drive the sub trigger. Quantize or humanize this MIDI to the groove you want so the sub hits follow the flip shaker rhythm. Step 9. Sidechain pumping driven by the shaker on the sub track. Insert a stock compressor and open its sidechain section. Choose Shaker Sidechain AUX or Shaker Flip AUD as the input. If your compressor has an EQ detector, high pass the sidechain input above 120 Hz so only mid/high transients drive the ducking. Start with attack 0.53 ms, release 100-250 ms, ratio 4:1 to 8:1. Lower the threshold until you see 37 dB of gain reduction on each shaker transient. This ducks the sub precisely on shaker hits, creating the sound system pressure and rhythmic breathing. Step 10. Envelope shaping alternative. Instead of sidechain ducking, you can use the converted MIDI to drive amplitude directly with a tailored adser so the sub's envelope follows the flip rhythm. This can be cleaner and more consistent for some patterns. Step 11. parallel processing and shaker, detail on the original shaker AUD, high pass at 300-400 HC to remove low content, add drum bus and increase transient slightly. Add a touch of drive, and apply light saturator soft sign for presence. Send a small amount to reverb, or delay returns that are high passed above 1K HC to keep space without muddying the low end. Step 12. Grouping and monitoring. Group the sub and shaker into a bass group. Add multiband dynamics to tighten conflicting midbands and a spectrum device to monitor energy. Ensure most energy below 120 HC is mono and keep sub RMS slash peaks in a safe range. Aim for sub track peaks around minus 6 dBFS for headroom. Step 13. Optional resample once your flip is locked. Resample the sub trigger plus processed shaker into new audio at 24-bit. Label the bounce bounce sub shaker flip. Use the audio to further shape with drum bus or EQ. Then re-import for final layering and automation. Suggested starting parameters. Use these starting points. Sub low pass, 80-120 HC. Mono below, 100 HC. Compressor sidechain, attack 0.53 ms. Release 100-250 ms. Ratio 4:18:1. Sub envelope release, 100-300 ms. Keep sub peaks around minus 6 dB on the track. Common mistakes to avoid: letting the shaker carry low frequencies. Always high-pass shaker at 300-400 HC. Oversaturating the sub. Distortion in the sub band eats headroom and causes phase issues. Ignoring phase and mono. Low end must be mono. Use utility width 0% on sub chains. Too long side chain release. Releases above 350 ms will feel loose in DNB. Poor gain staging. Leave headroom. Aim for minus 6 dB on the sub track. Mistuned sub. Ensure sub oscillator is in key. Pro tips: use convert drums to MIDI as your flip engine, then humanize with small velocity and timing variations. Map macros, flip amount crossfade reversed slash normal slices, sub weight utility gain plus EQ, and duck depth compressor threshold. Use EQ 8 in M slash S mode for low band boosts on the mid channel only. For extra grit, duplicate a lightly filtered and detuned chain above 120 HZ only. Keep the core sub pure and mono. Tune sidechain release to tempo using MS to musical math. Quarter note equals 60,000 BPM. At 174 BPM, a quarter approximately 345 ms. 1/8 approximately 172 ms. 1/60 approximately 86 ms. For DNB, aim between 1/16 and 1/8 note releases. Mini practice exercise. 20 to 35 minutes. 1. Set BPM to 174. 2. Import and warp a 2-bar shaker loop. 3. Right-click and slice to new MIDI track by transients. 4. Rearrange slices to flip the pattern. Reverse bar 2. 5. Convert the original audio to MIDI and drop that MIDI into a wave-eatable set to sign. 6. Shape the sub envelope. Attack 2 ms. Release 160 ms. 7. On the sub, EQ 8 mid-only low pass at 100 HZ and utility width 0%. 8. Add compressor sidechain to shaker AUD. Attack 1 ms. Release 160 ms. Ratio 6:1. Set threshold for 4-6 dB gain reduction per hit. 9. High pass shaker AUD at 350 HZ. Add drum bus for texture. 10. Check on headphones and a system with low end and adjust release and threshold for punch. Deliverable. A 2-bar loop where the sub is rhythmically flipped and ducked by the shaker, with a tight mono low end. Recap: this masterclass showed how to convert a shaker into a timing and energy controller for a pure mono sub. Use slice and convert to MIDI to flip grooves. Build a sine-based sub in wave-eatable or simpler. Enforce mono and low-pass filtering. And use shaker-driven sidechain or MIDI envelopes to get that sound system ready pressure. Keep shaker mids and highs present but high-passed. Monitor phase and mono. And save presets and macros for performance recall. Closing: treat the shaker as both texture and control. Work in parallel domains. Audio for feel, MIDI for physics. And tune small amounts of release, threshold, and timing to move your flip from OK to sound system lethal. Now open live, load your shaker, and start flipping.